This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. Earth's most distant spacecraft, Voyager 1, has started communicating properly again with NASA after engineers worked for months to remotely fix the 46-year-old space probe. NASA's Jet Propulsion Laboratory, JPL, which makes and operates the agency's robotic spacecraft, said that the probe, more than 15 billion miles away, had been sending gibberish code back to Earth. The recent problem was with the spacecraft's three onboard computers, which are responsible for packaging the science and engineering data before it is sent to Earth. Unable to repair a broken chip, the JPL team decided to move the corrupted code elsewhere, a tricky job considering the old technology. The computers on Voyager 1 and its sister probe, Voyager 2, have less than 70 kilobytes of memory in total, the equivalent of a low-resolution computer image. They use old-fashioned digital tape to record data. The fix was transmitted from Earth in mid-April, and it took 2 days to assess whether or not it had been successful, as a radio signal takes about 22 and a half hours to reach Voyager 1, and another 22 and a half hours for a response to come back to Earth. When the mission flight team heard back from the spacecraft, they saw that the modification worked, JPL said. Retired Canadian astronaut Chris Hadfield, who flew two space shuttle missions and acted as commander of the International Space Station, compared the JPL mission to long-distance maintenance on a vintage car. Imagine a computer chip fails in your 1977 vehicle. Now imagine it's in interstellar space 15 billion miles away, Hadfield said. NASA's Voyager probe just got fixed by this team of brilliant software mechanics. Launched in 1977, Voyager 1 was designed with the primary goal of conducting close-up studies of Jupiter and Saturn in its five-year mission. But its journey has continued, and the spacecraft is now approaching a half-century in operation. Voyager 1 crossed into interstellar space in August 2012, making it the first human-made object to venture out of the solar system. It's currently traveling at 37,800 miles an hour. Voyager 1 and 2 have made numerous scientific discoveries, including taking detailed recordings of Saturn and revealing that Jupiter also has rings, as well as active volcanism on one of its moons, Io. Voyager 1 and 2 later discovered 23 new moons around the outer planets. NASA hopes to continue to collect data from the two Voyager spacecraft for several more years, but engineers expect the probes will be too far out of range to communicate in about a decade, depending on how much power they can generate. The farther they get from the sun, the less they can use power from onboard solar panels. The Bozeman Swim Center will be closed for several more months through the summer and fall months for upgrades and interior updates. Mitch Overton, Bozeman's Director of Parks and Recreation, said that the swim center is going through a comprehensive update from new lights to HVAC systems, replastering the pool shell, and more. Overton said, "The last 2 years we've been doing structural improvements to the roof and trusses and to the exterior and the walls. And this year will be the interior and then the HVAC system. Then this will be the end of those summer shutdowns," Overton said. The Bozeman Barracudas Swim Club is looking forward to having a restored swim center. Matt Hovich, swim coach for the Bozeman Barracudas, said, "We are struggling. We have 160 kids and not much pool space, so we're doing what we can and putting things together as well as we can. And unfortunately, we're not new to this. Whether it was COVID or the pool closing down a couple of years ago, a swim team without a pool is kind of existential, right?" he said. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.